在此次的更新中，美国 CDC 将61个国家从最高第四级的切勿前往调降到第三级的高风险，而这些国家包含日本、法国、菲律宾、南非、加拿大、墨西哥、俄罗斯以及西班牙等等。不过 CDC 依旧建议美国旅客在前往这些国家时应该完全接种疫苗，至于还未接种疫苗的旅客则应该避免不必要的旅行。另外有50个国家和地区已经被调降至第二级或第一级，其中疫情风险排名最低的国家包括新加坡、以色列、南韩和冰岛等。且根据官网列出的各国旅游健康建议等级显示，台湾并未在此波跟动中调整，而是依旧维持在最低的第一级。辉瑞宣布新冠疫苗实验已经进入5岁以上12岁以下的儿童族群，未来几周更将在出生6个月的婴儿身上测试疫苗。在临床实验中，辉瑞将为5岁至11岁的儿童施打2剂，剂量各为10微克的新冠疫苗，同样剂量的第三剂也将提供成人及青少年接种。至于6月以上的婴儿及5岁以下的孩童，辉瑞则施打2剂剂量为各3微克的疫苗。辉瑞疫苗的儿童临床实验有4500名儿童参加，涉及美国、芬兰、波兰以及西班牙等90处临床研究站。就在5月，辉瑞宣布9月将向美国食品及药物管理局申请2到11岁儿童使用新冠疫苗的紧急许可，目前已经获准供12至15岁之间的青少年紧急使用。
I have visions. I write them down, and people pay to read them.
由朱莉安·摩尔和克莱夫·欧文主演的《莉西的人生一旅》，描写一位失去了丈夫的女作家的故事。
Scott had a history of becoming unstuck to reality.
Where'd she go?
There literally is a secret world that you share with your partner, and in this case, because it's Stephen King, it's this secret world, you know, is a feeling that's made manifest. It's actually made a place that they go, that he brings her.
而影星琼·艾伦表示，她第一眼看到片中的世界时就大吃一惊。
Just the atmosphere that was created by being on these incredibly creatively designed, massive sets, really was.It just kind of blew my mind.
I believed in it. That's how strong his imagination is.
另外，史蒂芬金还亲自撰写了这部影集的剧本。
I read the novel and obviously knowing it was as important to Stephen as it is, wanted to make sure that it was, you know, done right. So when he said he was going to write the script, I thought, oh, thank God.
Skyline's books changed me.
作为史蒂芬金超级粉丝的丹恩·德翰，为角色加入了更多的威胁感。
You know you're in good hands when you're playing a scary villain kind of character, and the person in charge of writing your scenes is Stephen King.
You solve all the riddles, find all the clues, and you get a prize.
Where we went today, was it real?Or was it my imagination?
东森新闻团队在洛杉矶的综合报道。
大家好，我是悠悠小主播 Samantha。美国的节日让悠悠小主播告诉你，今年的6月10号是国家冰茶日 National Ice Tea Day。 茶源自于中国，而且主要是喝热的，直到1904年在美国圣路易斯的世界博览会上，冰茶才逐渐开始成为民众最喜爱的饮品之一。冰茶一开始是以红茶冲泡，但是随着时间推移，现在除了红茶之外，其他茶种像是绿茶或白茶冲泡的冰茶也十分常见。不仅如此，现代人发挥创意，喜欢在冰茶中加入像是柠檬、蓝莓和樱桃等不同的香气调味，因此喜欢喝冰茶的观众可以趁着这天调配出一杯专属冰茶，庆祝国家冰茶日。悠悠小主播 Samantha 洛杉矶报道。